Well, I hope and pray you're doing well. We added this little segment to the online service as we come to do what we call the youth message. But I like to think it as we're all young at heart, and sometimes we just need a lighthearted message, a message that goes right down to where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and sometimes bringing the message of God's grace down to a level where we can all understand. So with that, I'd like to do the youth message for all of us, and we hope and pray the youth are doing well. We see some of them on Facebook, Dominic, and we know that Noah's on there and some others, and I know that they all have access to the internet and different things like that. So our prayer is that they log on to the website and they get what we call the youth message. I enjoy talking with the young people in church, and we certainly do miss you. Well, you know, there's a parable that Jesus taught, a parable called the vineyard, the parable of the vineyard. But in this parable, pretty much, God gives everybody an equal opportunity. And then, at the end, they all get paid the same, no matter how much more work one did than another. But it kind of reminded me of an old story. You know, there's a little bit of joy and different things, and you heard about St. Peter standing at the pearly gates and when we all get to heaven. Well, I want to share that story with you. A man dies and goes to heaven. Of course, St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates, and St. Peter said, "Here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I'll give you a certain amount of points for each item, depending on how good it was. And when you reach 100 points, okay, come on in." Well, the man said, "I was married to the same woman for 50 years and never cheated on her, not even in my heart." "That's wonderful," St. Peter said. "That's worth 3 points. 3 points, the man says. "Well, I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with my tithe and service." "Terrific," St. Peter said. "That's certainly worth 1 point. 1 point. "Well, I started a soup kitchen in my city and worked in a shelter for the homeless and homeless veterans." "Wow, fantastic. That's good for 2 more points, he said. 2 more points? My goodness, St. Peter, at this rate, I'll only get into heaven by the grace of God." And Peter smiled and said, "There's your 100 points. Come on in. God is good. Amen." Well, I wanted to talk to you about grace and about the equal measure of grace. You know, we learn from time to time that Jesus' parables have a significant shock value sometimes. I always said, maybe you remember me telling you, the parables that Jesus taught had an earthly meaning with a heavenly outcome. And that shock wave sometimes went all the way down Jesus' disciples' spine when he told them, "You need to think about this." And they thought, "Wait a minute. How can it be fair that that owner of the vineyard should pay the new employee who worked 1 hour, and mind you, pay him first the same wage as that loyal long-term worker in the vineyard? How can this be? How can we possibly feel okay with that scenario? Well, the answer is this. It's one of the most difficult concepts in Christianity. God is not fair. Yeah. You heard it right from this preacher. Yep. And I'll say it again to be clear. God is not fair. God is gracious. And that's the difference in the concept. You know, if you ever, when you came to church, and when we had covered dish dinners, what we used to call covered dish dinners, we all had enjoyed a lot of the different things, especially some of the desserts. But you know, a lot of times people bring things to the covered dish dinner that they cook. Sometimes they go out and buy them at the store and bring. But most of the people, especially the desserts, they would use something called a measuring cup. And they would measure all the different ingredients that would go into that dessert, like the milk or sugar. And this measuring cup can hold 2 cups of stuff. So if you needed 1 cup of milk, you pour in the milk up to this particular line, and if you needed 2 cups of sugar, you pour in the sugar until you get to that line. And it shows us just how much milk or sugar that we need to make the cake or the dessert. It's very important, though, to measure your ingredients right, or else your cake won't turn out right. Now, here's the tricky question. Do you have a way to measure how much God loves us? There's no measuring cup that we can use to measure how much God loves us. You know why? Because God loves us so much. There's no measuring cup big enough to hold all of God's love for us. We call it agape love, unconditional love, and God loves us all equally. I think sometimes we need to reflect on that, because sometimes we don't realize or even understand or know that God loves us equal. And it doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what language you speak, it doesn't matter what kind of things you've done in your life in the past, God loves us all equal. And we can't measure God's love with a great big measuring cup. But we can measure God's love for us by looking at Jesus. God sent Jesus, his only Son, who was God himself manifested into the flesh. So God's Son, Jesus, came to teach us about him and to save us from all of our sins. You see, that's a whole lot of love. And we want to pray and thank God for loving us more than we could ever measure. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you're all doing well. We continue to pray for one another. We lift up one another. We're continuing to have church at 11 o'clock on Sundays, but the online services are important, so we do both. We want to be able to reach as many as we can. So I pray a special prayer that God will keep you safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name, we love you, we miss you, and hope to see you in church soon. God bless.